Sometimes the sense and sound of a culture can be transmitted only through translation, particularly if that culture is gone. Few people today speak Yiddish, the language of the Jewish community in Europe that was all but destroyed by the Holocaust, so that much of what we know of that world comes through the English translations of the stories and poems that remain. One of the great Yiddish poets of the 20th century was Kadya Molodovsky, who was born in a shtetl in White Russia in 1894 and died in Philadelphia in 1975. Recently, many of Molodovsky's poems were published in the book Paper Bridges. The translator of that book is Catherine Hellerstein, a poet herself, who says that she didn't even learn Yiddish until she was in graduate school.
I was doing my PhD in poetry, and I got mad at Ezra Pound, who says to the young poet, translate to find out what you really need to know in the world as a poet. And he also, of course, wrote these very invective, very nasty anti-Semitic lines and verses and tractates. So in my anger at his anti-Semitism, I said, okay, Ezra, I'm going to learn Yiddish and translate and follow what you say, but do it just to annoy you. So I did. I think it's good advice to a poet, a young or old poet, because when you translate, you introduce yourself in the most intimate way to a poem and a voice, a poet's voice, in another language, in another culture, in another time. And that takes you sort of out of your immediate moment and all the things you take for granted, all the givens in your own language and culture. It's called Oisius in Yiddish. In English, that means letters of the alphabet. In my translation, I call it alphabet letters. And when you listen to the Yiddish, you'll hear the English words and the English names that pop out of the Yiddish. In Bronx, in Brooklyn, and in New York City, haben meine Schwesterkinder kommen. Sieben Schwesterkinder mit sieben kommen wie geboten. In the Bronx, in Brooklyn, and in New York City, my cousins all have stores. Seven cousins with seven stores, like commandments. Business people with long lists of going bankrupt. And my family name stares at me from their signs with a gaze that's wild and foreign. The flaming mem of Moses and of Marx skips on one green foot. The aleph winks glossily at the street below. The lamed loops a knot like a gallows. And the alphabet shrieks in the city's iron uproar, bankrupt, bankrupt, and bankrupt some more. Nur unteren Schild seinen der Vetter Michel und die Mumme Sora breit geworden keine Haare. But beneath the sign, my Uncle Michel and Aunt Sora have gotten fat, evil eyes stay away, keine Haare. She, a blue silk barrel, and he, a gray steel spring. And their children, Julie, Beatrice, Max, and Carolyn, proudly wear letters like stars on short sleeves and long for the card clubs and Boy Scout troops to which they belong. Zu welchen Kortenclub und Boy Scout sie gehören. The translation problem of this poem presented to me was that, the Yiddish is so clearly humorous and, you know, and mocking when it uses these English words or anglicized Yiddish words to talk about, you know, the problems of living in America. Bankruptcy, this is the Great Depression, you know, and assimilation, acculturation, loss of traditional values. But then the question in translating is, how do you get that humor and that sort of intercultural conversation over into the English? So I took the liberty of adding or including some of the Yiddish phrases like keine Haare, you know, no evil eye stay away. I've added that into the English. And it luckily, keine Haare rhymes with the Mumasaura Aunt Sora, the name of the unsavory aunt. So I got to steal the rhyme from the Yiddish in the English as well. You have to be kind of an opportunist as a translator. I mean, if you're really sort of slavish and try to replicate the form of the original into the form of the second language, you're going to end up with, you know, sentences that are doing backbends and somersaults trying to make any sense, and they're going to be all distorted and contorted. And what you need to do is sort of go for the syntax that work, you know, like regular spoken language in English, then find the opportunities to find rhymes in English that have some kind of correspondence rather than mirroring or, you know, exact reflecting of the original language. That's what's so wonderful about translating poems. It's a way to perform an act of interpretation, but you're doing it in such an intimate way as a poet. It's poet to poet. You can put aside the jargon and the intellectualization. When you're translating, you depend upon your language, and your language has to find a way to talk to the poet's original language. And there's a kind of intimacy, a kind of communion that takes place that I find incredibly exciting and fascinating.
Catherine Hellerstein teaches Yiddish and Jewish studies at the University of Pennsylvania. Her translations of the poems of Kadya Molodovsky are in the book Paper Bridges.